Well, Jane disappeared from the Aces' home last night and took Kopi with her. She went to Neil, the newspaper reporter, and prevailed upon him to get Kopi another fight. She said she wasn't going back home till Kopi had made good. Neil is arranging for the fight, and Jane, now Kopi's manager, is hiding out with Neil's mother. This episode takes place the next morning, and is in three scenes. Neil's home, the Aces' bungalow, and the gymnasium where Kopi works out. First to Neil's, where we find Jane, Neil, and Neil's mother. Listen.
Now, won't you have another helping of scrambled eggs, Mrs. Ace?
No, I don't think I will.
Just a little more.
Well, all right, since you asked me twice. I'm just ravishing this morning. I don't know when I've been so hungry.
You won't have time, Jane. We've got to get to that gymnasium.
Now, son, if Mrs. Ace wants some more
eggs... Just call me Jane, please. Will you, Mrs. Williams?
Well, if you wish it, my dear.
Sure, and you call my mother.
All right, and you can call me...
I can call you right now. Come on, we've got to get going. What kind of a bright fight manager are you? You've got to get your boy into action. He'll be waiting for us there. Come on, Jane.
Well, all right. Only I have to stop on the way and buy a turtleneck sweater.
A sweater? You don't need
it. Oh, yes. All prize fight managers have sweaters. It'll only take a minute. I saw one downtown the other day. A sky blue with a...
Who ever heard anybody dressing up for a day's work at the gym?
Well, this is not dressing. You have to wear the right thing, don't you, Mother?
I suppose so, my dear. But you'd better have another helping of these eggs.
Not now, Mother. She hasn't got time.
No, I guess I thought it better not after all. I have to get some tennis shoes and things like that.
Oh, you won't have time for all that truck, Jane. It's a serious, honest-to-goodness work that Kopi has to do to get into shape for this fight next week.
I know it. That's why I want to look my best.
What's that got to do with Kopi winning a fight?
Well, I don't want anything to go wrong. Suppose he lost just because his manager didn't look just right. Wouldn't I feel bad? And it would spoil the whole thing. I won't go back home till he wins. And won't they be surprised when we walk in after the fight?
Yes, yes, I guess they will.
You guess they will. I'll bet anything they will.
No, thanks. I never bet on fights.
Were they really worried about me when you went over there last night?
Were they? I wish you could have seen them.
They were, huh? Mark, too?
Both of them at their wits' end.
They were, huh? You didn't tell them where I was or what I was going to do.
Hey, why, Jane, what do you take me for? You know I wouldn't do a thing.
I sent him that note like he made me promise. I just said I was all right, not to worry and not to look for me, but I would come home soon with a big surprise. I had all I could do not to tell them in the note what the surprise was going to be. I bet they're worried now what the surprise is, don't you think?
No doubt, yeah. Now, well, let's get going.
What did they say?
What did they say? Well, they just...
Was Mr. Ace's hair all tasseled like he couldn't sleep and he needed to shave or anything like that?
Well, considering that you'd only been missing about 4 hours, I can't say that it was.
How about Marge? She didn't... Oh, well, did she cry?
Well, to tell you the truth, Jane, she did. Yeah, and don't you start now. I hope you're satisfied. You gave them the scare of their lives, and we gotta go. Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, Dad. Well, they won't be so worried after they get my note, will they?
What? Oh, no, of course not.
Oh, that's good. I just wanted to worry them a little. I bet you could hardly keep them telling them, could you?
No, I could. What's the use of going over all that? Let's get going. Dinner at 5:30, Mother?
5:30, Dad.
Because I gotta get to work at 7. Looks like I'm going to be working night and day for a while, getting Kopi ready for this fight. Come on, Jane.
Did you act like you were worried, too?
Did I what?
Well, you should have acted like you were worried, too. If you didn't, they'd guess that you knew where I was.
Do you think they guessed? Did you say something or do something that they...
Oh, stop asking so many questions. Kopi will be waiting for us.
Well, I just wanted to know if you did.
Now, Jane, do you think I'd betray your confidence? Me, a newspaper man? Perish the thought. Come on. So long, Mother. I'll see you at 5:30. Come on, Jane. Make it...
Well, that's the funniest note I think I ever read in all my life. If Neil hadn't told us last night where she was, this note would have put a scare into me that I never would have gotten over.
Listen to this, Marge, this line here. You can look for me high and dry.
High and dry.
But you'll never find me. Only don't worry about me. Your affectionate wife, X. Signed X.
That P.S., that killed me. What was that again?
Oh, yes, P.S. Don't forget to take the pan out from under the ice box. Oh, well, we could laugh now, but I don't mind telling you, I didn't feel like laughing last night.
Yes, my respect for you went up quite a few notches after your demonstration of a distraught husband last night.
Oh, stop it. Who wouldn't be distraught with that brother of hers dashing in here with a policeman after I told him we didn't want a policeman?
Yes, and you tried to explain to the policeman why you hadn't been talking to Jane.
Yes.
And how she went out of the room to count 100. That staggered him. He couldn't get that at all. But I still say the happiest thought I ever had was calling Neil over, and you were against that, if you remember.
Well, did I know she had run to him?
Poor Neil. He certainly hated to give Jane away. But he saw the spot we were going to be in. What was the police here?
What do you mean he hated to give her away? He had to tell us. That would have been fine, wouldn't it? To let me go on worrying myself gray as to where she was.
Well, what are you going to do? Just let her go on hiding?
Oh, sure. Let her go on hiding. Let her have her fun. Her heart set on Cokey fighting again. She's so hard to convince that he can't fight. Wait till she sees the trimming he gets from this pug that Neil's arranged for Cokey to meet.
Neil says he's got one of the toughest in the business.
Tough? I've seen this Palooka fight. He'll knock Jane's prize fighter so flat.
Poor Jane. It'll break her heart.
Well, she wanted to get into the fight racket. It sort of convinced her that Cokey should take that job in the department store that I got for him, and we can forget about it. He's on his own now. He's 21. Let him take care of himself.
Well, just the same, it's kind of a dirty trick to play on Jane. I mean, if the kid hasn't really got a chance.
Well, he hasn't. Don't worry about that part. Neil and I both agreed on that. Neil said it was the only way to get it out of Jane's system, to give the kid a nice lacing and convince him and Jane that a job is the best thing for him.
She said she won't come home till he wins.
Don't worry about that part. Won't come home till he wins. She'll be tickled to death to come home when she sees him here flat, lying there on the ring flat on his back.
Yes, maybe she will. We're going to be there, you know.
Yeah, I should say we are.
But out of sight of Jane, though.
Oh, sure.
When's the fight come off?
Well, Neil said next week, I guess about the middle of the week, down at the Coliseum where the other fight was.
Every time I think of that, no.
Yes, don't forget to take the pan out from under the icebox.
Time for the day.
I bet they're still worried about where I am, don't you?
I suppose so. Here we are, right in here, Jane. I guess Cokie's already here.
Oh, well, this is a nice gymnasium, isn't it?
There he is now.
Oh, I'm going to put my turtleneck sweater on right away.
Hey, Cokie! Come on over.
Oh, wait till I get it on. I want to surprise him.
Hi, Cokie. How's the boy?
Oh, fine, Mr. Williams.
Been working out, I see, huh? That's good. Now, I'll tell you what I'd like to see.
Oh, hello, Cokie.
Oh, hello.
I just bought this sweater to wear while you work out.
Oh, gee.
You like it?
Oh, boy.
That's nice. And I've got a pair of tennis shoes.
Okay, kid, snap into it.
What?
Let's get going before the crowd gets here. All the pugs in town will be here soon. I want to get a private look at you.
All right. What do you want me to do?
What have you been doing? Skipping rope?
Yes, sir.
Well, suppose you give me a sample of just how you look and... Oh, wait a minute. There's Mike Wheeler. Hiya, Mike. Come on over.
Hiya, Newtown. Hey, is this the palooka you got for my boy?
Yep, this is Kid Cokey. Meet Mr. Wheeler, Cokey.
Pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Yeah, same here.
This is Mrs. Ace. She's Cokie's manager.
His manager?
Yep.
Pleased to meet your acquaintance, Mr. Wheeler. This is the first time I've been in a gymnasium like this. You haven't got a swimming pool, have you?
A swimming pool?
Jane, this is a gym where all the prize fighters work out. You see?
Oh, I bought this turtleneck sweater. Do you think it looks all right, Mr. Wheeler?
A sweater?
Yes. I was wondering about this shade of blue. It's kind of dusty in here. Maybe I should have gotten darker blue. What do you think?
Well, what?
I think it's all right, Jane. Mr. Wheeler doesn't go in for sweaters himself. He's a prize fight promoter, you know. Got a lot of boys in his stable.
Stable?
What? Oh, well, just a term, Jane. You'll get on to him before long. Well, I guess the kid might as well get started.
Yeah, I guess he might as well.
Glad I saw you again, Mike.
Oh, just a minute, Neil, if you can spare it.
Sure.
Hey, can I talk to you in private?
Oh, certainly, Jane.
Oh, well, how do you like these tennis shoes I got, Mr. Wheeler? I thought of getting slippers at first, but the man said...
Oh, they're fine, Jane. Now, suppose you take Cokie over there. I think that end of the gym over there, where the sun's coming in. Take him over there and get him started.
What do you mean?
Well, you're his manager.
Say, is this on the level? Is she...
I'll talk to you about it in a minute, Mike. Go ahead, Jane. Take Cokie and get him working out. I'll be right over.
All right. Come on, Cokie.
Where?
Oh, come on with me now. I'll show you. Give me your hand.
I don't want to go.
Now, Cokie, Mother knows that.
Mother?
Now, come on. Just follow me. Don't be afraid. Oh, these shoes feel so light on my feet. Isn't it, Mother? Come on over here.
I'll be right with you, Jane.
Say... Who is that, Jane?
Don't worry, Mike. She means well.
What's that mother stuff?
Well, it's a long story. She, she and her husband wanted to adopt an orphan, and by mistake, they got this 20-year-old boy.
20 years?
He's 21 now.
Oh.
But we won't go into that. I just didn't want you to spill anything in front of her. I matched the kid with your boy because he's got to be knocked out once and for all.
Well, if Ruffy ever hits him, it'll be once and for all right. What a palooka he is, and with her training...
Yeah, I know. But that's the point. She thinks he's got a chance. Now, the idea, Mike, is to get the prize fight racket out of her mind, see? And out of the kid's mind, too. He thinks he's got a chance, too, you know.
With Ruffy?
Sure, I know he hasn't, and you know he hasn't. But there's no reason we have to let him know it or let her know it. Get the idea?
I've seen a lot of screwy things in this racket, but never anything like that.
Like what, Mike?
Well, that blue sweater that she was wearing.
Now look, I've done a lot of favors for you on the paper, haven't I? Now I'm asking you for just one favor.
I get you. How many rounds do you want to let them stay?
Oh, say two, maybe three, just to make it look kosher. Understand?
I get you. Okay, boy.
Thanks, Mike. I better get over there. My charges seem to be having some trouble getting started. I'll see you later, Mike.
Yeah, see you later.
Well, what seems to be the difficulty here?
Now, Popey, you have to work out. I'm your manager. Look at this sweater I bought. How will it look if you don't do what I say?
Oh, well, I am working out.
Well, this is no time for playing. You've got to win this fight, and we got to...
I am going to win.
Wait a minute. What's wrong?
Oh, he won't work out like I asked him. He just wants to stand there and play.
Play?
Yeah, look at him. He keeps skipping with that rope. You tell him, Neil. Tell him to put it away and start working out.
He is working out, Jane. Fighters skip rope to get into condition.
Oh, no, not in my stable they don't. Now, you put that rope down and start working out, Sophie.
Well, Jane, as a fight manager, doesn't seem to know all the ropes as yet. But she learns, as we shall learn, when next we meet the Easy Aces.